Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're on the line with Mark Struve, the president at Four Brothers Wholesale Meats in West Valley. And Mark, when you and I had spoke last time in April, you had said that there were some limits on the meat selection because of the pandemic. There wasn't a case of the supply chain breaking like what Tyson Foods had put out at that time. But, you know, now here we are in the early stages of July. New York has really started to recover from this pandemic. And my question to you is, has the selection increased again? Are things more back to normal?
I'm seeing things are coming more back to normal. With the restaurants opening and stuff like that, some feared that it would put a bigger strain on what was out there. But I mean, the pace that we're moving at, industry's been able to keep up. We're seeing a lot more of those select items, that were more trimmed and stuff like that, coming back to us now. The slaughterhouses or chicken places, they are, pretty much back up to 100%. So
I know you can't speak on behalf of, individual grocery stores and the way that they price things, but just largely speaking about meat prices at grocery stores, are there still some meats that are more expensive because of less supply? Or again, is everything just kind of back to normal?
I think we're pretty much back to normal. We saw, a good drop in the chicken prices, a huge drop in the price of pork, and then even beef is starting to come down, like your strip loins, your short loins, ribeyes, that type of stuff. We're starting to see a decline in pricing on even that stuff, kind of below what, summertime normals are. So
what are some of the challenges that Ford Brothers is facing, knowing that the pandemic has largely been under control nowadays in New York State, but there are other states in the nation that are starting to see a climb in cases? Does that have a ripple effect on you guys, and what are your guys' concerns maybe for the next several weeks?
I mean, my here at Ford Brothers, I'm not too we've seen that virus where the places where we buy our product from, your larger meat packing places, it's pretty much gone through there. So unless you see any resurgence through those areas again, I don't foresee a major problem with our supply chain.
And then when you and I spoke last time, you had mentioned that you've begun to implement some social distancing measures. Just wondering how the response has been among the workforce and if there's some more adjustments that you've had to make among the crew there.
With our crew, no. We've been pretty, very fortunate. I mean, there are very few cases down in our area. We haven't had any, any major concerns about, our workforce or, sticking to home. They have been, they're getting out a little bit, at this point we're, things are still look really good.
So all in all, it just seems like everything is largely back to normal for you guys. Are there any long-term concerns?
Any what concerns?
Long-term concerns. If, cases were to spike again in New York State, or if we see, the problems in Texas and California trickle back to New York here?
All I can say is we'll just have to take it as it comes. Things went, I thought we did a very good job keeping supply chain going. It just depends on where those viruses get to, where they hit, And we'll just have to take, every day, every week as it comes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.